Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joan Lithgow, marimba specialist at Education Africa and manager of the Blue Earth Marimba Band. And we're going to be talking about their performance and marimbas and the sounds of celebration concert. Joan Lithgow, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, and it's great to be on the show. Thank you.
So, Joan, it suddenly struck me that like everywhere you look in the past couple of years, it's marimbas, marimbas, marimbas. It's become a massive thing. Like we didn't know what it was when we were growing up. What is it? Where is it? And where did it come from?
Yes, it's been going for a while. And I tell you what, it's exploding in the country. And we have hundreds and hundreds of marimba bands all around South Africa. And Education Africa, we run the largest marimba education program in the country. And we also run the largest international International Marimba and Steel Pan Festival, which we run annually, is the largest of its kind in the world. So it's a very exciting medium of teaching and is a wonderful, wonderful sound.
Talking about the sound of the marimba, I want you and I to stop talking for just a moment, and I want to play Brother Rabbit, which I believe is played by yourselves.
Yes, it's played by the Blue Earth Marimba Band, which is a band that performs around Gauteng.
Okay, so let's do it. So, Joan, I wrote down a couple of words, and the words I wrote down was earthy, tribal, connection, soul. I mean, that is just so deeply embedded in us as human beings, that kind of music, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it makes you want to dance. You can never, ever listen to marimba music or play it without moving your feet and dancing. It is that's what it is.
Talk to me about your participation in the Sounds of Celebration concert.
Right, so I'm the music director for Sounds of Celebration and have been since its inception 8 years ago. And it is a joyous celebration of music, of life, of social cohesion. And never more in our country and in our world today have we needed something that brings people together. And this social cohesion concert, Sounds of Celebration, is what is bringing people together from all corners of the world. You know, with the whole pandemic, we would normally have had a live concert, and when we went virtual, we went huge and have gone global. And it has been such a pleasure to be doing this with people from all over the world.
And given events in the Middle East, and I see there's going to be a co-host from the UAE, Leila Cardan, do you foresee this going off without any hitches, or do you anticipate problems?
Well, we're hoping that there won't be any problems. We've got to understand people are coming together because they really believe in social cohesion, and they really believe in the power of music, and so do we. And so I think it's going to go off without a hitch.
This is your opportunity to tell us where to buy tickets, when the concert's happening. Do it.
Great. I'd love to tell the audience. So the concert is on Friday, on Sunday, the 23rd of May. It's at CAT, which is Central African time, at 5 p.m. If you buy your tickets online at education, www.educationafrica, there's a link. It is super, super easy to link on and to get your tickets. You can even forward tickets to family and friends all over the world. And the great thing about this concert is that you can either watch it at 5 o'clock, or if you're otherwise engaged and you can't make 5 o'clock on Sunday, you can watch for the entire week. The video is on demand until the 30th of May. And the super thing is that there are so many of us living in South Africa who have friends and family living abroad, who long for South Africa, long for South African sounds, long for the joy that South Africa offers. And this is the perfect gift you could be giving to your family and friends by buying them a ticket and forwarding that ticket onto them. It is super easy to do on the website, and we really would like to encourage everybody listening. You all have family and friends who have left South Africa for whatever reason. Send them a gift of a ticket. Sounds of celebration.
We're going to leave it there this afternoon, Joan. Thank you. I think your excitement was palpable. And wow, if we hear anything like we heard there in that clip, it's going to be very, very special. So Joan Lithgow, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me. And we hope that many, many people buy tickets, because it's going to be well worth it.